This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Juku. A fierce encounter broke out early this morning between security forces and Maoists in the Maredumi forest in Alluri Sitarama Raju district, Andhra Pradesh. Six Maoists dead. Those killed include a senior Maoist leader and central committee member Madhvi Hidma, his wife Rajay, and several close associates. Andhra Pradesh DGP Harish Kumar Gupta said forces began combing operations at 6 a.m. after receiving intelligence on Maoist movement along the Andhra Pradesh-Chhattisgarh-Orissa border. Officials said the operation was part of ongoing efforts to curb Maoist activity. Security forces remain on high alert and search operations are continuing in the area. Further updates are awaited. President Draupadi Murmu has urged everyone to work together to ensure water availability and security, highlighting that climate is affecting the water cycle in today's time. Conferring the 6th National Water Awards 2024 and the first Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari Awards in New Delhi, the President presented awards to 46 winners in 10 categories, including the Best District, Best Village Panchayat, Best Urban Local Body, Best Institution, Best School and Best Individual. 6th National Water Awards for 2024, while Gujarat and Haryana were placed second and third respectively. The Enforcement Directorate ED today conducted a search operation at over 25 premises connected to the Al Falah Group in Delhi and NCR. The search operation is part of an ongoing investigation into financial irregularities, use of shell companies, accommodation entities and money laundering. The role of Al Falah Trust and related entities is under investigation. In addition, prima facie discrepancies have been noted in claims regarding the UGC and NASC recognition. Al Falah University has come under scrutiny after the arrest of several doctors in connection with the blast near Delhi's Red Fort on the 10th of this month. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, ahead of their current timelines, will play a leadership role in technology and innovation. Speaking at the curtain raiser of the FICCI's 98th Annual General Meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal noted that the government is prioritizing innovation to achieve the goal of making India a developed nation by 2047. He emphasized the importance of collective effort. By Mr. Goyal added that equipping the workforce with the right skills is crucial to this vision. The minister said that India is currently the world's fourth largest economy and the next 2 years will be crucial in elevating the country to the third position. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the fourth pre-budget consultation with the stakeholders from the capital markets in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2026-2027 in New Delhi. The meeting was also attended by Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Secretary Department of Economic Affairs and Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu tomorrow. During his visit to Andhra Pradesh, Mr. Modi will visit the holy shrine and Mahasamadhi of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba in Puttaparthi and offer his obeisance. The Prime Minister will also participate in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and will release a commemorative coin and a set of stamps honoring the life, teachings and enduring legacy of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and address the gathering. Later, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the South India Natural Farming Summit at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu. During the program, Mr. Modi will release the 21st installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan amounting to more than 18,000 crore rupees to support 9 crore farmers across the country. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.